The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
We return to our main story of the weekend's crash in County Louth that claimed the lives of five young people, devastating communities in Ardee, in Louth, in Carrickmacross, in Monaghan, in Drumconrath, in Meath and Lanarkshire in Scotland. Carrickmacross is where we're going to first this hour, where three of those killed lived, 23-year-old Chloe McGee, 21-year-old Shay Duffy and 21-year-old Chloe Hibson, originally from Scotland but living in Carrickmacross. Monsignor Shane McCaughey is the parish priest of Carrickmacross. I spoke to him shortly before we came on air, and we started by talking about the impact of this tragedy, not just on the local communities, but across the country as a whole.
It's been a time of great trauma over the last while here in the parish of Carrickmacross and its neighbouring parish of Machretloon. Two of the victims of the accident are from our parishes here. The devastation is the word that's on everyone's lips at the moment, but I have a feeling that words don't really stretch far enough to encompass the emotion that people are experiencing at the moment. It's just beyond belief. It's a recurring nightmare for families. We think back to the Swan's Cross accident some years ago, where family was almost wiped out, and Seamath House, where there was five young Monaghan men killed back, maybe 23 years ago. This has just devastated the parish of Carrickmacross, Machretloon, and we offer our sympathy, of course, to all of the victims. It's worth noting that Chloe McGee and Alan McCluskey were boyfriend and girlfriend, had just returned from a little trip to Dubai back when the schools were closed. Chloe's a teacher in the O'Fee College in Dundalk, and she had just been made permanent, and it was just a celebration. She had got her dream job, she was going to be set up, she was part of the school. It was just, everything looked good for her.
Now, you have been to see some of the families, and I honestly don't know how you find words to console them in this inconsolable loss.
You're entirely correct in that regard, and I'm very familiar with the McGee family. I've journeyed with them through grief over the last 2 years, when Chloe's maiden aunt died, and then just 2 years ago her granny died, and they were a very close family because the granny's house, where the aunt lived with her, just next door to the McGee children, and they would have said themselves they were reared by their granny as much as by their mum and dad. So we went the journey of grief with them, but no, nothing compares to this. And our hearts are broken for Kieran and Eileen, for Chloe's parents, and for Stephen and Aaron, her brothers, and for Nicola, her sister. But look, when I went to the house yesterday, all I could do was give an embrace to the parents and to the brothers and sister, and we sat and we cried and we talked and we listened and we experienced something that I had never experienced before, and that is I witnessed a family heartbreaking. And the reason for that was the family were aware that RTÉ 61 News was going to lead with the tragedy in Dundalk. And we said the Angelus bell rang in RTÉ, and we said the Angelus bell prayer together, and it created a sense of prayerfulness. Then when the news came on, the family were just so overwhelmed. I suppose it was the finality of seeing the beautiful picture of their daughter, their sister, on the screen, and people speaking about her in the past tense. I honestly never, ever experienced anything of that nature before, and it was just, you often speak of people's hearts been broken, but it's unusual to see it happening in real time. And that was my image of 6 o'clock yesterday.
And for the family, there are always, what might have been, if only we had gone earlier, maybe gone later, done this, done that, done the other, it wouldn't have happened. And that's something that families often recriminate with themselves about.
It is. It's very much part and parcel of the why did this happen? Why did God allow this to happen? Why did it happen to their daughter? Why did it happen? But the other side of it is, and I found this with the family themselves, in their moments of joy as they recounted stories associated with Chloe. She was very much into farming. They're very, very well-known farming family in the district and would regularly be shown animals at the shows locally and across the country and that. And Chloe would just as readily have her Wellingtons on leading a bullock around a parade ring as she would have her glad rags on to go and celebrate. But Chloe and her boyfriend Alan had just come back from Dubai. Chloe's a teacher in Dundalk and the O'Fee Institute there. And she was celebrating the fact that she'd been made permanent. And that was her goal, to be a permanent teacher there. And so what the family were celebrating in those joyful moments was 23 years of life, a gift of life for 23 years. It wasn't enough, but it was a fabulous life, so well lived, and so much part of their joys and their excitements. And that loss is just going to be, it's going to be unspeakable. It's unimaginable. I honestly, Pat, don't know. I can't comprehend how parents can cope with the death of a beloved child.
Did you see the family of Shay Duffy as well?
Shay Duffy is Carrick and Cross address, but he's actually in a parish called Maharatloon. So I had spoken with the parish priest there and we decided that he would go and spend a good part of the day with the Duffy family. And I would go to the McGee's and then we would alternate then, so that it wasn't just a matter of running in and running out of the house, a box-ticking exercise. But I know the family. I've been involved with Maharatloon. It comes right into the edge of the town here in Carrickmacross. And they're an exceptional family as well. You know, their son, Shay, played for Maharatloon. Maharatloon have had tremendous success this year, winning the Division 1 title in County Monaghan. And this past week, they've had a powerful mission. I know a mission goes back to the times of the past almost in this country, but there was a mission in Maharatloon, and it was a mission for hope for the youth. And the priest giving the mission involved young people every evening at the service, and they would come bringing the silverware they would have won in their teams or in their groups or whatever, and were recognised as such. And it was such a moment of hope for all of them. And then to find the devastation of a tragic, terrible accident a few days later is just, it's very, very hard for them. It's very difficult for them. It's very difficult for them all.
Now, we've mentioned Chloe and Chloe's boyfriend, Alan McCluskey, and Dylan Commons from RD. And then there was Chloe Hibson, 21 years of age, originally from Lanarkshire in Scotland, but living in Carrickmacross. So many families touched by this terrible tragedy.
Yeah. You know, we would have experienced from the other side in the past where someone from the locality has died away from home. And the extra trauma that brings on a family where someone dies in another country away from where the family and the community that know her so well is based. So our hearts really go out today to the family of Chloe Hibson over in Lanarkshire. And we pray that, you know, the community there, we like the communities here in Ireland, that they just throw a blanket of compassion around the family to enable them to get through these unthinkable times for them. But the image that I like to use is the image of the Pietà. We have a sculpture of the Pietà, a replica in our church here in Carrickmacross, where the Mother of Jesus receives his dead body. And, you know, it's an image, I think, of when parents get the news that their daughter, their son, has been killed in a terrible accident. Mary, the Mother of God, knows how they are feeling, knows every sense and emotion that they're experiencing, and is there to comfort and to strengthen and support them in the time ahead. But look, it's as I said at the outset, Pat, it's beyond words. But and all of that, I think it's so important that we as a community here recognise the work of the first responders. My understanding is it was a terrible scene on an awful night to be in attendance at such tragedy. And we really must thank and pray for those who are first responders, who day in, day out are called to face these kind of traumatic experiences. We really appreciate all that they've done, and the Garda liaison persons with the families who are doing tremendous work these times.
And then, of course, there are three people who survived this terrible tragedy. The survivor from the Gulf, another young man, and then two people in the Land Cruiser. So the devastation spreads far and wide and into communities and into the friends who grew up with all of these young people who will be mourning terribly their loss.
Indeed, you're correct there. The three survivors, to use that term, are also people in their 20s who were never in their wildest dreams felt that they were going to be involved in such a tragedy as this. And the ripples that are going out from this are interacting in all sorts of ways across parish boundaries, across county boundaries, across communities. You know, in this weekend of so much joy and celebration with the national soccer team and the rugby team doing so well and the people experiencing joy and happiness, there's such a contrast here with all the families who are experiencing just the ultimate of pain and heartbreak and suffering. Our hearts really do go out to them.
And our hearts, certainly from our point of view here in Dublin, go out to the families and, of course, the victims themselves. May they rest in peace. Monsignor Shane McCaughey, Parish Priest of Carrickmacross, thank you very much for joining us.
You're very welcome, Pat. Thank you.
Well, another community in shock this morning is RD in County Louth, where 23-year-old Dylan Cummins was from. Paula Butterley is the local Fine Gael TD and is joining us on the line. Paula, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
You were acquainted with the Cummins family.
The Cummins family, indeed, widely known through the community in RD. Dylan's sister, in actual fact, is a local primary school teacher here in my parish of Toher. Terribly sad news. You know, it's heartbreaking. There's a cloud of darkness across three counties and, indeed, as far across as Scotland this morning.
Now, it's a terrible tragedy that a Saturday night out ends in this way, and so many young people venture out every single Saturday night, and no one could imagine that this would lie ahead. The extraordinary thing is that we're hearing about the different places that they're from, but you would point to the interconnectedness of all of these places.
Well, indeed, if you take a town like RD, within 10 minutes you drive into County Meath, County Monaghan. You know, and all of these young people were interconnected through their GA clubs, through their schools. Everybody, like a typical rural town, everybody knows everybody, be it from the town or from the countryside. So it only took a matter of an hour from when I heard the shocking news on Saturday night. I was already starting to piece together the different relationships that, unfortunately, these poor young people had with different people from Dundalk to Carrickmacross to RD to Toher to County Meath. It was truly tragic, just the breadth of connections that they had.
And each one of them would have been involved in different activities. So the community, for example, in the motorsport area, Dylan was involved in all of that. They would be mourning his loss this morning.
I think, you know, not just the motorsport, the schools that Dylan went to, the community themselves, the Cummins family, as I said, are widely known across RD and beyond. His sister, who, as I said, is a teacher. Like, as you said, Pat, these young people went out on a Saturday night, like many, many other young people, and like we did ourselves for many years. And never in their wildest dreams did they think that life could be taken from them in such a blink of an eye. And I think that's the most shocking thing. You know, as a mother myself, I know I went in to my son and just hugged him that little bit tighter on Saturday night, because it brings back the reality that life is fleeting.
It's terrible that it takes such a compound tragedy like this to bring that message home, but I mean, will it stop tragedies in future? I don't know, but it is certainly a salutary warning to everybody when they venture forth. You never know what's around the corner.
You never know. And hopefully we can, you know, like, this is the time for now, the communities. And the great thing about being from a rural community is that while we all know each other, hopefully we as a community can offer comfort to those families in the coming days and the coming weeks. You know, and they'll never be forgotten. They'll be lived through their memories. They'll be remembered fondly by everybody within the community and by their family and friends. But at the moment, they're in shock, and we need to rally together and offer them as much comfort as we possibly can.
Paula, thank you very much for joining us. Paula Butterley, the local Fine Gael TD. Thank you very much.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
For joining us.